Hey, welcome back to Frank's World TV on Channel 9. Today is a special treat for two reasons. One, I'm actually here in the Channel 9 studio on the Microsoft campus. Two, I'm here attending the Machine Learning, Analytics, and Data Summit. And, well, okay, I'll add a third. Good things come in three, right?
Absolutely.
So I bumped into Charis here, who works on the Azure Machine Learning team in Cambridge, Massachusetts, just across the river from Boston, I'm told.
Exactly.
at the Nerd Center, right? New England?
That's correct.
Right. That's actually the name, Nerd Center, and it's
New
short
England
for...
New England Research and Development.
There you go. It just happened to be Nerd. So you were telling me about the project that you're working on and the contest, and it just sounds awesome, and I thought it had to be on Frank's World TV. So why don't you tell us more, Charis?
Absolutely, Frank. Thank you so much for having me here
no
on
problem.
Frank's World. So this competition is really one of the first of its kind. Microsoft saw a real opportunity to further the cause of neuroscience research. So we have partnered with a Stanford neurosurgeon, Dr. Kai Miller, and created a competition based on his original research. So let me tell you a little bit more in detail what this competition is about and what we're hoping to gain from it. So there are millions of people every year that are affected by brain injuries and related disorders and strokes. And we don't have a very solid understanding of the brain and how it's interpreting images. So this is an image recognition neuroscience and data science problem that we've put together. So essentially, it is attempting to further our understanding of how our brain is interpreting electrical signals. And we're hoping that by crowdsourcing this to our data science community, that we can bring additional understanding to the way our brain is interpreting these electrical signals.
Interesting. So you're using artificial intelligence mm-hmm. to work out natural intelligence. That
seems very holistic. The two are very complementary. So first, let me tell you a little bit about how the information was gathered. Dr. Kai Miller, a Stanford neurosurgeon, gathered brain signal data from the exposed brains of epilepsy patients. It's a type of signal called electrocorticographic signals. And essentially, he had their brains exposed so that he could do additional research on epilepsy. While he was at it, he flashed pictures, images of either a house or a face to these patients, and then classified that data in a binary classification problem.
So, let me get this straight. So you're actually reading the electrical, or he was actually reading the electrical signals in the neurons inside the patient's brains, flashed them a picture, mm-hmm. of a house or a person's face, and mm-hmm. then recorded the difference. And what's this video again?
Yeah, so let me show you that. That's this data gathering technique that he used. And the video that you're seeing and the noises are actually the difference between the patients being shown a picture of a house versus a picture of a face.
That's amazing.
And so he recorded this data and then analyzed it using machine learning algorithms.
Interesting, so he was actually using artificial intelligence to analyze the patterns of natural intelligence. So we're actually looking at and listening to the actual neurons of these people, the firing.
Exactly.
That's fascinating.
So the hope of this research is that we can essentially enable the connected brain.
The connected brain, interesting.
Absolutely.
Concept.
So imagine streaming signals from neurosurgery wards into a cloud service and allowing neuroscience to work with that information and figure out how brains are working and communicating in real time.
Wow, it sounds like a science fiction movie, but it's actually happening now.
It's actually happening now, yes, thanks to the work of Dr. Kai Miller and other neurosurgeons. This is absolutely coming closer to being a reality. And I think the overall goal for this type of research is just for neurosurgeons and doctors to be able to rewire and retrain our brains and enable better communication outcomes for epilepsy patients, stroke patients, and other people suffering from neurological disorders.
That's world-changing.
Absolutely.
I mean, That's amazing. I mean, if they had those sensors hooked up to my brain now, they would probably what they'd be reading. That I mean, that's really incredible. And this is all done with Azure ML.
It's a very exciting intersection of technology with neuroscience, absolutely. And the exciting part is that you all can get involved in this project.
So it's brain science, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of brain surgery, right?
Absolutely, it's very
and
close.
And it's data science, not rocket science, but data science.
Mm-hmm.
So how hard is it for somebody to get involved?
It is a very low barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
So we are giving away prizes as an incentive, and the competition itself is running over a 3-month period. It was launched at the Strata Convention mm-hmm. back in March.
And the Strata Convention is a
big data Hadoop conference.
Okay.
So it's been open for a couple of months now, and I'd like your readers to go to AKAMS to code signals. All your viewers should participate and potentially win up to $5,000 in prizes.
That's impressive. So you can help people and make money at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's certainly a financial incentive, and we've already had some excellent submissions. So the original work of Dr. Kai Miller of Stanford and our internal data scientist in creating the starter experiment model reached 80% accuracy,
mm-hmm.
and we already have over 1,200 submissions reaching up to 90% accuracy. So
wow.
We've exceeded the original research paper done by Dr. Kai Miller in January by 10%, and the competition isn't complete yet.
Wow. So there's still some time in the competition. It ends in June?
Absolutely. Yep. It runs
June
through
30th?
June.
Okay.
And we have submissions from all over the world, including India, Argentina, Russia, the UK and Canada, and of course, a lot of entries here from the United States. So it's a really fun way to gamify machine learning and also to enable the democratization of machine learning. Because with our starter experiment, you can literally, I'm talking about you, Frank, I'd like to see you on the leaderboard.
Of course.
Create a submission and submit a predictive experiment via a web service in under 10 minutes. Our tutorial enables you to do that.
Interesting. So how well-versed does somebody have to be in data science and machine learning to get started?
You can be a complete novice and amateur and have no specific data science experience. Me personally, I was an English major at Bates College. I've never studied neuroscience other than the 101 class I took in undergrad, and I was able to submit a successful predictive experiment in 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
The first time I tried.
And a little birdie told me that you came in second place on the internal competition at Microsoft.
Yeah. My boss high just beat me out, so I'm relegated to number 3. But for a while, I was second on our internal leaderboard.
Number 3 is not bad. It's still a bronze medal. You still get to stand up, right?
Exactly.
And you have no background in technology. I mean, you were an English major.
Exactly.
And you've only been at Microsoft...
Just a couple of months.
So you've worked at tech companies before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's amazing. So you're not... You're not like this person you would think of that would be like a deep data person.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the work we're doing because mm-hmm. not only is it so fundamentally changing in the realm of neuroscience, but also because it's exposing these amazing, interesting data sets that can literally have the potential to transform the way we communicate both in our lives and at work and in our home lives. But it's making it easy to do so, right? Our starter experiment and our tutorials and all of our trainings is making this type of work accessible to even the most lay person in this area.
That's really impressive. So help your fellow humanity and learn a little bit about data science, but you don't have to be an expert. And what are you waiting for? Now that the video's over, you can start the competition. And very soon we'll post a video with Wei and Han, who are on your team.
Yes, they are the data scientists who helped to create this model in Azure ML, and they're going to walk you through in detail how you can be most successful in the competition. So good luck, everyone.
That is great. All right, and I'll see you on the leaderboards. Thanks for watching Frank's World TV. See you next time.